from a gospel lesson for the first Sunday in Advent. We read some verses, Matthew 24. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word. Last Sunday, I was reminded again of a former ILC student, Ron Pickard. His name is found only in the 1964 edition of the Lance when he was a high school freshman. But I still remember playing baseball with him. There was no high school baseball team that year, but some college and seminary men formed a team and let high school students play with them. I remember one rainy day game with Barron County Teachers College. I can still close my eyes and see Ronnie beating out an infield hit, spinning his wheels up a muddy baseline, while three infielders slip and fall to the wet turf all around his slowly stopping ground ball. As I said, his name was only in one annual, but I saw it again about 20 years later in Washington, D.C., engraved on the granite wall that is the Vietnam Memorial. He lost his life in an ambush halfway around the world. Why remember him now? Because during Advent, as we get ready to celebrate Jesus' coming in Bethlehem, we also remember that he is coming again at the end of time. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Now that could sound more than a little frightening. A lot of people were swept away in the flood. Likewise, the other comparisons that Jesus gives. Two people going about their business, and one is suddenly taken away. Or a thief coming in the middle of the night. But Jesus is not telling us about his second coming in order to threaten or scare us. He is simply pointing out that there will be no way to predict his coming, for things will seem normal as they did in all those examples. He's urging us to be ready at all times to greet him. If I were to drive into my driveway some afternoon or evening, get out of the car, go unlock the door, go into my house, and find Ron Pickard on my sofa waiting for me, I would be totally surprised, but not frightened. I would be delighted to see him again. I would wonder what mistake had been made that he was reported killed and not missing in action. And we would have a lot of catching up to do. With our Savior, we know that he died for us on the cross. No mistake about that. And we know what happened on the third day so that he could show up on our doorstep at any time. And he wants us to look forward to that day. When that day comes, we will want to stand up and lift up our heads because our redemption is drawing near. Some people are willing to lay down their life to help a comrade in battle. Some people are willing to lay down their everyday life, their livelihood, their hopes, their dreams, their earthly future, whatever it takes in order to help someone else, someone they treasure. And we are grateful for all those who have sacrificed for others in that way. Maybe your parents laid aside a dream or two so that you could be here today. But we sometimes cling to our little dreams so tightly that we kind of hope our Savior doesn't return just yet, before at least some of our dreams can come true. He, however, laid aside life in heaven to come to Bethlehem for us, and then laid aside life on earth for us sinners, totally unlovable. Surely then He has dreams for us that are so much better than our best ones, that we will want to greet Him with shining, uplifted faces whenever He shows up in our living room, dorm room, field in Vietnam, or anywhere else. And may our celebration of His coming in a stable also prepare us to rejoice when He comes again to receive us to Himself. Prepare my heart, Lord Jesus. Turn not from me aside, and help me to receive You this blessed Adventide. From stall and manger low, come now to dwell within me. I'll sing Your praises gladly, and forth Your glory show. Amen. We sing hymn 89, stanzas 1, 3, and 5, hymn 89.